KO4HKX.
In this here harsh rain and windy weather we having this morning, you driving safely, hopefully.
This morning I am at home.
About an hour and a half ago, and a lot of the roads were completely blocked by some big trees, so I had to keep making my way around. I finally got out there in Clemson in 123, and it's pretty much got to stay in the left lanes going and coming. There's a lot of trees down, and they got right lanes blocked pretty much in different spots. I'm a truck driver for Southeastern Freight over in Piedmont. When I got over there, I seen half of the line haul drivers in the road. And when I got down there to Southeastern Freight, that gum big old giant oak tree pulled one of the sub crossovers and jerked power lines across the road, and then jerked another big oak tree into the road. So all the drivers are boxed in.
I hate to hear that, but I'm glad everybody's safe, and hopefully they get it cleaned up here shortly. And I believe it's Wayne, is it not?
Yeah, it's Wayne.
It's Macco Tools. I'm just not driving today.
I seen you one day when I was trying to remember where I saw you. Seen your work truck one day this week, or last week. I can't even remember. I went to work with the intentions of working, and we were kind of going to get a crew together and see what we could do in a couple hours. And after that right there just happened, right before I got there, and it's like, okay, that's it, we quit. But I-85 looks pretty good. A lot of sand and water, a few trees on the shoulder, but they look like they've been pushing them back as people have been coming through. But boy, Seneca got it really hard.
And several reports of down trees in Greer, Campobello, Inman, now Seneca, over in Sluta Dam. There's trees down and got roads blocked, and you got people that are in the flood. So they're trying to figure out how to get out.
This morning, shallow roads got multiple big trees completely across the road. Airport Road had a tree in the road, but you could get around in the grass and the pavement to get around there. Davis Creek was blocked up. Pretty much all of the roads in my neighborhood, if you QRZ me, all of those little side roads, every one of them had multiple trees down. And yeah, going up 123, it's like every single right lane going both ways had trees in the road. But I've learned over the years, when you're driving in this mess, stay out of that right lane, because the left lane might just be your best bet. And I come up on some trees that were almost in that hammer lane.
Yeah, same here. I've learned in fair weather, and you got to make a right-hand turn, then you can be in the right lane. But it seems like there's always somebody pulling out in front of you, trees falling, standing water. It just is a rough.
Thank you, 2HSS.
Station calling, go ahead.
Yeah, I made a quick call. 4HKS, still on frequency.
How are your KO4HKS?
All right, I got my generator working. I'm going to have power. I'll get my station back up. If anybody needs traffic tests, I should be able to do it.
I'll keep that in mind. You keep trying, and I'll be here for a little while.
Yeah, 30 or 40 minutes.
WSDL 276, we need first responders at 896 Chestnut Ridge Road. Get people out here with a chainsaw and construction, please.
Last station, can you slow down and repeat that for me, please, sir?
We have had a tree fall on a family member that lives at 896 Chestnut Ridge Road. We need first responders, and we need someone with a chainsaw to help get them out. We have more support coming here right now. We just need help getting them out.
located Greer, Taylor's where?
It's located Marietta.
See what I can do. Wayne, can you help me out with that one?
Ivan, and he was breaking up on my end.
Information, but I don't have phone and I don't have internet. All I have is this right here.
All right, well, thank you very much.
We can.
Thank you very much.
Hang on 1 second.
KXKE6KEN.
That's...
Hey, Patrick, I've got phone, and if you want me to help with the relay, I can, but I didn't catch the details.
Let me know when you can copy.
Go ahead.
896 Chestnut Ridge Road in Marietta. Need first responders. Tree has fallen on an individual.
Getting off of the road and getting on the shoulder, and then somebody just had an accident right here on 85, and I'm on top of this now.
Out there and take care, and hopefully you don't get caught up in it, but let me know if anything I can do. But we've got Ken that relayed that information for us, and so I'll be here monitoring.
Roger that. Yep, I'm back on the road. I'm going around the, it's right before the 28 going south. They got emergency crew there. Right lane's blocked up on 85. I'm going to get back to watching what I'm doing. Got another tree just fell up here right in front of me. Daggum. I'm going home.
KO4HKX.
HKX, KE6KEN. 911 has that call in already. They are on it. Thank you.
Thank you for relaying that in, and hopefully that station is still listening. I did not get a call sign for them.
That call sign was WSDL 276.
Hey, KE6KEN clear.
Thank you very much for that.
That's a GMRS call.
Well, it's an emergency. He is allowed to use it.
All right, look at that. I just heard that at the corner of my ear.
What?